the way, the truth, and the life. What do y'all think about that?
I think he's a liar.
What do you think about Jesus? Tell me what you guys think about Jesus. If this system that you're in tells you you come from a monkey, come from evolution, and you listen to them, I come and tell you you come from God, you won't talk to me? I'm asking you, man, who do you think you are and why are you here? What purpose is your life on this planet? Tell me the best answer for life. For life. For life. For life.
I'm not. brains process in each moment. While we continually notice changes in our experience, thought, mood, perception, behavior, etc., we are utterly unaware of the neural events that produce these changes. In fact, by merely glancing at your face or listening to your tone of voice, others are often more aware of your internal states and motivations than you are. And yet most of us still feel that we are the authors of our own thoughts and actions. All of our behavior can be traced to biological events about which we have no conscious knowledge. This has always suggested that free will is an illusion. The truth seems inescapable. I, as the subject of my experience, cannot know what I will think or do until a thought or intention arises. And thoughts and intentions are caused by physical events and mental stirrings of which I am not aware. The problem is that no account of causality thoughts, moods, and desires of every sort simply spring into view and move us or fail to move us for reasons that are, from a subjective point of view, perfectly inscrutable. It is generally argued that our sense of free will presents a compelling mystery. On the one hand, it is impossible to make sense of it in causal terms. On the other, there's a powerful subjective sense that we are the authors of our own actions. However, I think this mystery is itself a symptom of our confusion. It is not that free will is simply an illusion. Our experience is not merely delivering a distorted view of reality. Rather, we are mistaken about the nature of our experience. We do not feel as free as we think we feel. Our sense of our own freedom results from our not paying attention to what it is actually like to be what we are. The moment we do pay attention, we begin to see that free will is nowhere to be found, and our subjectivity is perfectly compatible with this truth. Thoughts and intentions simply arise in the mind. What else could they do? The truth about us is stranger than many suppose. The illusion of free will is itself an illusion.
Thank you. been.